It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Let's see what's troubling the McGees tonight before we get into our story.
Doggone your Aunt Sarah anyhow, Molly. How in Tunket does she expect anyone to read this postcard? Look at it. What's it say?
It says, tell McGee to talk modified 3. Heavenly days, what does that mean?
Oh, I know. Well, trust your Aunt Sarah to know a goodbye when she sees it. The Modified 3 is a prudential life insurance plan that's low cost from start to finish.
Well, don't let me dangle, McGee. Tell me facts.
Okay. Now, just imagine you're the head of a happy household.
Yes.
You've got a nice little family, and you're determined to make sure if anything happens to you, they'll be taken care of. But you also want life insurance protection that you can afford. A really low-cost plan.
So I call my prudential agent. He shows me the Modified 3.
And you like it. On account of because the premium you pay for the first 3 years is actually 15% lower than in later years.
Uh-huh.
But then in those later years, the prudential pays you annual dividends. And you can use these dividends to reduce the increased premium.
So, folks, your prudential agent will tell you what you want to know about this low-cost Modified 3 plan. Just call him today.
Mrs. McGee of 79 Wistful Vista is talking to a neighbor, Mr. Wimple. Mr. Wimple brought with him a large, friendly dog and a long tale of woe.
You say Mrs. Wimple wouldn't let you keep him at all, huh?
Oh, she was simply furious, Mrs. McGee. Wallace, she said, get that mangy mud off my sofa and out of this house this instant.
Oh, dear.
Imagine calling a beautiful thoroughbred box a great animal like this a mutt.
Well, he is a pretty dog, all right. Just followed you home, you say, huh?
Yes, from downtown. Didn't you spot old boy? Dogs have a habit of doing that, Mrs. McGee. I guess they realize we both lead the same kind of life. Right, Spot?
I can see why you call him Spot, all right. He's all spots. That's a Dalmatian, Mr. Wimple, a coach dog, and I think I know who he belongs to.
You do? Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. He's Mr. Harkin's dog. He's a retired fire chief. Lives over near the engine house on State Street.
Well, I'm glad to know old Spot has a home. I don't know how I'll get him way over there without a car.
Well, now look, McGee and I'll take him home.
Oh, would you?
Sure, you just leave him here. And as soon as McGee gets back with the car, we'll take Spot home to Mr. Harkins.
Oh, that's so nice of you, Mrs. McGee. Well, Spot, old boy, I guess this is goodbye. The next time a stray dog follows me home before I drag him 3 blocks by the collar and then carry him the rest of the way, I'm going to make sure I can keep him. Well, goodbye, Spot, and thank you, Mrs. McGee.
Bye. Poor Mr. Wimple, he does have a time. Now, Spot, you sit right there. My husband is pulling in the driveway right now, and we'll get your master on the phone and tell him he can take the light out of the window. His best friend is coming home. That's the house there, McGee. 1712 State Street.
Okay. Come on. I'll be glad to get rid of this hound.
Come on, Spot. Let's go home.
He's been breathing down the back of my neck all the way over here. He breathes so wet, too.
Well, Mr. Harkins will be delighted to see him.
I hope so.
Talked to him on the phone, and he said this is about the 10th time this dog has run away. Ring the bell, will you?
Okay.
Said he just tied him up with a new chain this morning out in the backyard, and he didn't even know the dog was gone tonight.
Oh, hi, Mr. Harkins.
I do. You the folks at phone?
Yes, and here he is. Here's your dog.
Down, boy, down. Get that monster off of me.
Huh? My gosh, you don't seem very happy to see him.
Because he's not my dog, young fella.
What?
You said on the phone.
Well, I'm sorry you went to all the trouble, young lady, but after I talked to you, I took a look out in the yard. Here. You see him back there? Still tied to his doghouse?
Wolf. Oh, my gosh.
Heavenly days, that's a big one.
Well,
it's
nice of you folks to bother. I appreciate it anyhow. Gotta get back inside now. It's chilly out here. Bye.
Yeah, but Mr. Harkins, we... Oh, fine. Well, now what? This was all your idea, Molly. I had nothing to do with this one. What are we going to do now?
Well, now don't rush me, McGee. I'll think of something, I hope. Come on, Spot. You too, dearie.
Oh, thanks.
Let's go home and figure out what to do.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
Sparkle, sparkle, your hair too. Sparkles after Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo gets your hair clean. Dial shampoo gives your hair sheen. Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo.
Isn't that an exciting promise? Well, it's true. Dial shampoo does give your hair that diamond sparkle look. A brighter, more appealing look you love. With Dial shampoo, you get loads of lanolated lather instantly. It cleanses every strand of your hair gently and thoroughly, leaves it ever so soft and ever so easy to manage. Get Dial shampoo in the unbreakable squeeze bottle. Until you do, you just can't imagine what a difference one shampooing can make.
Diamond sparkle, that's for you when you use Dial shampoo. Dial shampoo.
But Mrs. Spradley, he's a beautiful animal. Well behaved. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see. Well, thanks anyway. Bye.
She didn't want him to either, huh?
No, I'm afraid not. And she had six very good reasons, too.
Six?
Her Persian cat just had kittens.
Oh. Well, Dad Rabbit, what do we do now? Old Lady Spradley was the last one on our list of prospective dog owners.
Now, don't get panicky, dearie. I'm sure someone will want this nice, cute, well-behaved little dog. Look out, here he comes again. He's got your slipper this time.
Oh, I've had just about enough of this nonsense. Come here, you mutt. Give me that slipper back.
Watch it, Nominee.
You don't scare me, you big bluff. Now, you listen to me. Either you give me back that slipper or... Molly, make him give me back my slipper. That's my only pair.
Okay, I'll take care of it, dearie. Come on now. Be a good little boy. Sit over here. Not you, McGee. I'm talking to the dog.
Oh. Well, he isn't going to do it if you're nice to him. You got to show that guy who's boss.
No, you don't. Now, you watch here. Spot, you and I are friends, aren't we? And I'm going to take this slipper out of your mouth and you're going to let go, aren't you? Come on now. That's it. Come on now. Come on, boy. Let go of that slipper, you mutt, before I... That's better. Here you are, McGee.
Thanks. And we've gone far enough with this pest. This dad-ratted dog was Wimple's problem in the first place, and by gosh, Wimp can take it from here. I'm going to phone him right now and get him over here.
Oh, look at him. He must have heard you.
Well, for the... Hey, let go of that! Hey, come back here with that phone. You're getting out of this house. Hey, grab that phone, Molly. Head him off. This is the silliest mess I... Hey, come back here with that phone. Ah, boy. Sure nice and peaceful around here since Wimp came and took that dad-ratted stray dog out of our hair. Hand me the rest of the paper there, will you?
Here you are. Well, I better get started on dinner, I guess. It's almost five.
Well, I'll just sit here and relax, Ninja. Oh, my gosh!
What's the matter? What is it? Oh. Don't just sit there with your eyes popped out. McGee, say something.
Look! Look at that! Look at that on the front page!
Where? For goodness sakes, the dog. The dog Mr. Wimple found.
That's him!
Belongs to that rich Mr... What? $100 reward? Oh. Heavenly day. Somebody ought to find Mr. Wimple and tell him before he gives the dog away. Good luck, McGee. Oh, dear, I hope he took his coat with him because he won't come back till he finds that.
Dad rat, luck anyhow. Here, Spot. Here, Wimp. Here, Wally. Here, Wimp. Here's Spot. All the dirty luck. Neither one of them anywhere. Oh, I'm bushed. Traced them from our house to Doc Gamble's office, to the Elks Club. Then they vanished. Where the heck could they...
Gangly, Mr. McGee, better watch out. Here I come. Hi.
Oh, hi, Teeny. Hi.
Hey, look at my new two-wheeler, mister. Oh. New bicycle. A two-wheeler. This is a needle, huh?
Yeah, I didn't notice it at first. Well, congratulations. Hey, look, maybe you can help me out, Teeny. I'm looking for somebody. How long you been riding that bike around the neighborhood?
Well, let's see. What time is it when the little hand is on 4 and the big hand is on 3?
4:15.
And what time is it when the little hand is on 6 and the big hand is on 10?
10 to 6. Oh, then you've been riding around for over an hour, huh?
No. I just came out of the house 5 minutes ago. I've been in ever since school was off.
Well, then what's the idea asking me all that stuff about the big hand and the little hand?
Well, at 4:15 is when Mr. Wimple came over and asked me if I wanted a nice spotted dog. And 10 to 6 is when my daddy put his paper down and he took the dog away. And he and Mr. Wimple came back laughing and slapping each other on the back and gave me this new bicycle.
What?
So you see, those are red letter hours in my life, and I want to remember them forever and ever. Gee, you look tired, Mr. McGee. You want to ride home on my handlebars? They'll hold you, I bet you, because this is the real strong bicycle.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. Your Friday evening lineup here on NBC brings you music with two of your favorite people, Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra. On the Dinah Shore Show, you'll hear a delightful quarter hour of after-dinner listening to start your evening off in a bright manner. Then the Frank Sinatra Show presents the popular Frankie himself with lots of melody, top tunes of the day, plus some relaxing chatter in the casual Sinatra style between songs. Friday on NBC also means Dave Garraway in a 90-minute program of music, news, and interviews, a program that can't really be described, but one that you have to hear to appreciate. It's called Friday with Garraway, and you're invited. And for sports fans, tomorrow's the night for Cavalcade of Sports, bringing you the week's most exciting boxing match direct from ringside, with Wynn Elliott and Don Dunphy on hand for a blow-by-blow account of the fight. That's tomorrow and every Friday night. Music with Dinah Shore and Frank Sinatra, variety with Dave Garraway, and sports reporting with Cavalcade of Sports on NBC.
Hey, who's the postcard from? I didn't see this.
Came this morning from Uncle Dennis, bless his heart. He's in New York City.
Yeah?
Yeah. Wishes us a happy St. Patrick's Day and says he's going to march in the big parade there today. Again.
Yeah. Well, I hope he makes out better than he did the year we watched him march St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, well, now he...
Yeah, remember how he went down the street carrying a rolled-up newspaper and every traffic cop he passed, he'd laugh and knock the guy's cap off?
Well, the policeman didn't mind. It was all in fun. They knew he was just...
Oh, I'll never forget it. He knocked off 4 caps in the first 2 blocks, and it made him so thirsty, he stopped in the nearest bar and knocked off a 5th. Took 3 of us to get him home and...
Nah, that's enough about Uncle Dennis.
Yeah, okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple. Mr. Harkins was played by Jess Kirkpatrick and Spot by Jack Dalmatian Moyles. Don't forget Sunday night when the McGees go to dinner with Doc Gamble and Miss Cuddleston. This is John Wall saying so long. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.